Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thanks for tuning into Americana Music Profiles. The next episode starts right now.
You are tuned in to another edition of Americana Music Profiles, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's jump right in to the next exciting interview. Charlotte Morris was enrolled in violin lessons when she was just 4 years old. That sparked her interest in music, and she went from there to teach herself how to play guitar, piano, ukulele, banjo, and mandolin, just to name a few. After high school, she majored in musical theater at Northwestern University and minored in music theater. In 2018, she joined the band Lonesome Traveler. In 2020, she moved to Nashville to focus on her music career. Charlotte joins us on this edition of Americana Music Profiles as we talk about her musical journey and her second full-length album release, Wild Child. Hi, Charlotte. Welcome to the show today.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking the time to chat with us a little bit this afternoon about your music and your career. Where am I talking to you from?
So I'm at home in Nashville right now.
Okay, awesome. How long has that been your home all along?
No, so I moved here about 2 years ago now, a little over 2 years, which is crazy because it feels like I've been here for so much longer.
Yeah.
And simultaneously, like, I just got here. but I was living in New York City beforehand.
Okay.
And then, you know, COVID kind of switched up all of my plans. So ended up moving down here at the beginning of 2021.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up outside of Philadelphia. Okay. And my parents are both still there. So actually, when I moved out of New York, I went and stayed with my mom and stepdad for a while outside of Philly, and so had some quality time isolating with them for a couple months.
So you started music, if I remember correctly, playing violin, is that right?
Yeah. I started violin, classical violin, when I was four.
Wow.
And then from there, kind of, picked up guitar and other instruments, piano, and taught myself a lot of things and took some lessons and kept studying violin, and then found voice and musical theater and writing, and it's just kind of all spiraled from there.
And you went to school for theater, is that right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I was a musical theater major, so lots of theater in my bones.
Did you, is that what you did after school?
Yeah, I moved to New York expressly to pursue theater, and I was doing it for my first 3 years out of school before, as I mentioned, COVID kind of threw a wrench in everything. So was in New York auditioning and performing around the country, and I was on a few tours, so that was really exciting and really fun, and I definitely miss it sometimes, but yeah. I'm really happy here in Nashville now.
So was the COVID the pivot point for you to switch into music?
Yeah. So I was doing music while I was in New York as well. So uh-huh. I was trying to split my time between the two, and it ended up being kind of like, I was trying to do like this 50-50 thing, which didn't work. So it was like some months were more theater focused, some were more music focused.
Yeah.
So I did release music while I was in New York, and I went on my first kind of like solo acoustic tour while based out of New York as okay. well. And then COVID is what kind of, one, it shut down all of my theater jobs, all
sure.
of my prospective
yeah.
theater jobs.
Right.
And it was kind of the thing that made me decide, like, you know, I'm going to go all in on music, focus on it 100%, and move down to Nashville.
Had you already been writing then some prior to the switch?
Yes. Yeah. I started writing when I was like 12 or so.
Yeah.
And I mean, definitely not songs that the public ever needs to hear. But,
everybody's got to start somewhere, right?
Exactly. So started writing pretty young and then kind of fell off of writing my own stuff during college just because I was so focused on theater. And then when I moved to New York, I actually, that's when writing came back to me, and I was writing a ton because it was this huge life change. It was like the biggest shift that I had ever had up to that point. Mm-hmm. And the only way for me to really process through it was to write. So ended up writing a lot of songs about that change and that move. And that was what my first EP was. It's called To New York With Love. And it was all about my kind of transition into New York City. Yeah. And yeah, it's just continued from there.
And was that the music that took you out on your first tour?
Yeah. So started with that, and actually that's what took me out. And along that tour, I came through Nashville and worked with a producer, Mitch Dane, down here, who's at Sputnik Sound. Mm-hmm. And so we recorded my second EP in Nashville. And that was my first time being down here. And I just fell in love with the city. Mm-hmm. And I decided, you know, like, in the next 10 years, maybe I'll move down here once I kind of get my fill of theater. And then COVID decided that it was going to happen sooner.
So what do you mix your time with in Nashville now? Is it specifically just music, or do you have some, you know, some side jobs that you do, or is it focused entirely on songwriting and working this career?
Yeah. I wish that it was 100% focused on songwriting and my music. But at the moment, I do also work, to pay the bills. I work for a financial tech company that's based out of San Francisco. So a total 180 from everything else in my life.
Wow. So is that, I guess, a remote kind of job then?
Yes. Yeah. I'm fully remote, which is amazing. And they are super supportive of my music and my career here. And so there's a lot of flexibility for me to be able to get into the studio and go on the road because I am fully, fully remote.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. I lucked out.
So what kind of demographics do you, is your fan base? Where do you fit in that spectrum of roots, Americana, bluegrass, folk, alternative country? Do you know? Do you have a feel for where your music is landing?
So that is a good question that I constantly struggle with. I think genre-wise, I really do span a number of different areas, kind of depending on the song. I think that I fit really nicely into the Americana genre because there's influence of folk and country and even some like pop rock and jazz every now and then. And so it's really this fun, just like amalgamation of feeling. Mm-hmm. And so when I'm asked like, what genre are you? Usually I stray away from specific genres because I think that it's, you know, I write what feels authentic to me in the moment. And sometimes that's more country, sometimes that's more jazzy. So it just, to me, is like genuine emotional music. But I do think, you know, up until now, I've found I've found some good following in like the country and Americana spheres. Mm-hmm. I've gotten some good like radio play in the country world, especially with my song Tennessee. It kind of falls more into like country folk. Yeah. And I have a few more on my upcoming album that kind of lean a little bit more country as well. And so have gotten kind of like a foot in the door there, which has been really nice.
So you are two albums in, is that right? So you currently have your second album on the way, is that right?
Yes. Yeah, it'll come out at the end of September.
Okay. And that is called Wild Child?
Yes, Wild Child.
Yeah, okay. You mentioned earlier about your previous tour. What does that look like, or what did that look like, and do you plan to do that again? You know, as far as
what types of venues, you know, house concerts, coffee houses, or were you with a band? You know, what type of audience did you connect with the first time out?
Totally. So my tour in 2018 was like, honestly, it was a wild experience because I had never, one, I was still kind of figuring out like what my music was, who I was as an artist.
Yeah.
And I was driving from New York down to San Antonio, Texas for a theater gig. And I was like, well, I'm driving anyways. Let me plan a tour for myself and see if people will even have me. Like, I had no idea. And I didn't have I didn't have a booking agent. I didn't have a manager. I didn't have anything. And I was like, I'll just cold call people basically.
Wow.
And see. And I think I really lucked out. I mean, obviously I reached out to a ton of people and I put a lot of work into it, but I got really lucky that people wanted to have an acoustic folk country Americana artist come and sing. And it was a lot of there were some like coffee shops and like bars, but it was a lot of house concerts. I did a number of like SOFAR concerts along the route, which is like SOFAR Sounds, if you're familiar with them.
Uh-huh.
And just kind of like any place that would have me, I was like, amazing. I'll play for 30 minutes. I'll play for 2 hours, you want.
Right.
I think for me, that was just like a really big learning experience.
Sure. Cause
that I played around New York a fair amount, but I had never really played outside of the city. And so just got exposed to a lot of stuff. Had a lot of fun, met a lot of fun people. I didn't want to pay for hotels in every place, so I used an app called Couchsurfer.
Yep.
Basically, stayed for free in random people's homes. And again, met some really amazing and wonderful people. And I think now I've learned a lot, and I'm also older and have, you know, more people in my kind of like music sphere, more people supporting me. And so I don't know if I would do a tour exactly like that again. But last summer I did a radio tour where I went station to station to places that have been playing my music. Mm-hmm. And I did a tour there. And I think next I would want to go out on the road, you know, supporting somebody, opening up for somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully that is on the horizon soon.
And so that would be for the new album that doesn't really drop yet until the end of next month. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So what are you doing in the interim? Do you have, are you playing locally there in Nashville? Do you have some regular gigs for that type of thing?
Yeah, I actually have a lot coming up in the next like 2 months, just all as like a lead up to this release. So playing a lot around Nashville. I'm playing the Bluebird Cafe for the first time at the end of this month, which I'm really excited about. I'm going out to Knoxville also at the end of this month, and I'm playing the Blue Plate Special, which is fun. I did that back in my 2018 tour, so I'm excited to see them again and be back in Knoxville, and then have a few things around Nashville as well before we just like totally go into album mode. And there's a lot of like press performances around Nashville as we hit like mid-September, a lot of like TV and radio and things like that. Mm-hmm. To promote it. So it's going to be busy, but it's going to be really fun.
Yeah, that's cool. So the songs for this album, did you write them specifically for this album, or are they songs you've collected over the years? Tell me about that process.
Yeah, this is actually the first album where I didn't go in ahead of time being like either writing the song specifically or having like a chronological story.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to my first album, everything was written very specifically for that album. And I like when people listen to it in order because it's very much the start of a relationship all the way to the relatively traumatic end of the relationship. Whereas this one, ended up just being, I was working with my producers here at Charlotte Avenue Entertainment, and I sent them a whole bunch of songs that I had, you know, recently written, and then some that I had, you know, written a couple years ago and just had never really, I'd played them out but never really recorded them or done much with them.
Yeah.
And we picked our favorites, and these are all just songs that I love and I think really, like, define me as a person and me as an artist. And I think it's a really nice look into my life and some of the, like, most personal struggles that I've gone through in my life. So I think some of the songs on this album are really some of my most, like, vulnerable and personal to date. And I think it's just, like, a beautiful collection of tough times and good times, and hopefully, like, people listen and they can relate that, you know, life has its ups and downs, and that's kind of what this is.
Yeah. Do you have what's your tour going to look like? Do you have a type of venue that you'd like to spend more time in? Is that, you know, what you're going to do this fall, and what does that look like?
Yeah, so I'm actually playing my first festival this fall. I'll be in Greenville, South Carolina, for their Fall for Greenville. So that's really exciting, and that's just gonna be so much fun and music and food, and so really excited for that. So I'd definitely like to add more things in that realm to an upcoming tour. But additionally, I really love like listening room style places. I think that my music, listening to the lyrics for me is really important. Like, I put so much story into each song, and they really are so specific and emotional, and they're very, you know, like, my friends will listen to something and they'll be like, I know exactly what that's about, or like, I know who that's about. And so the lyrics, like, being able to hear all of that in tandem is really important. So those types of venues where folks really come to absorb the music and listen and be present, is those are my favorite places to play. So that kind of vibe is definitely what I'm aiming for with an upcoming tour.
Cool. How far ahead are you looking? Are you writing songs for the next project yet? Or are you not quite that invested into the future?
So I don't know exactly what comes next in terms of, like, releasing, but I am constantly writing. I kind of went through a writer's block rut at the beginning of this year. I don't know if it was just, like, being overwhelmed in life or if, you know, there just, like, wasn't much to write about. I'm not sure. But I actually, like, I got kind of worried because we were, like, you know, 4 months in, and I was like, I haven't written anything, or what I had written, like, I wasn't happy with. And then about, like, a month and a half ago, I don't know what happened or what switched, but, like, the floodgates opened, and I have been writing constantly and writing a lot of songs that I'm absolutely in love with. And they're a little bit different than some of my older stuff, which is really exciting.
That's cool.
And so constantly writing, and hopefully we'll get back into the studio closer to the end of this year to then plan for releases for 2024.
And how do you store those songs? Do you just have them written on paper? Do you have a rough version of the song recorded on, you know, a tape, MP3 kind of thing? Or are they just still in your head?
They are. So I have rough, like, recordings of all of them, just, like, on the, like, voice memo app on my phone.
Yeah.
And then recently I've been writing, I've just been throwing, like, lyrics and chords into, again, like, the notes app on my phone, but I do have, every once in a while, I'll then take those and transfer them into Word documents on my computer.
Okay.
So I do have everything stored, like, in a specific folder on my desktop.
Yeah.
So that I don't lose them or forget what they sound like or anything like that.
So when you put it into a Word doc, and you pull that up, you know, 6 weeks from now, are you able to recall the melody, or do you have that also stored somewhere else?
It depends on the song. Honestly, there are some songs where, like, I'll have written them, you know, years before, and I'll pull up the Word document and I'll know exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah, okay.
Even songs that like I haven't recorded or performed out a lot, they just, I don't know, they stay with me. But I do have like voice memos of all of the melodies as well, so that if I do forget or I at least like need a little refresher, I can go and listen to that.
That's cool. Yeah, awesome. So the album is Wild Child, comes out late September. How can people get in touch, get a message out to you anticipating when the album is going to release, and where can they find it? What are your socials? How do you like to keep in touch?
Yeah, so Instagram is my main kind of like social media, but I am currently working on getting more active on like TikTok and Facebook and everything like that. But my socials are at Charlotte Morris Music, so you can find me pretty much anywhere under that little at. And then I'm on Spotify, on Apple Music, pretty much wherever you listen to music under Charlotte Morris. And that's where the new album will come out on September 29th. And I also have a few singles from the album out already. And so people can go and take a listen, get a little sneak peek, at what the album's going to feel like. So I have 3 singles, Tennessee, Good Kind of Hurt, and Your Number One are currently out from the album right now.
And web address?
CharlotteMorrisMusic.com.
Awesome. Cool. Well, thank you, Charlotte. This has been fun.
Yeah.
Enjoyed talking
thank
to you.
You
and wish you well with it. And sounds like you're getting ready to have a really cool fall. So good luck with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.